من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ويريد الذين يتبعون الشهوات أن تميلوا ميلا عظيما. يريد الله أن يخفف عنكم وخلق الإنسان ضعيفا. In the previous ayat we read, where in the starting of the ayat Allah Ta'ala explains that Allah Ta'ala intends to make your chalk out your path of life, how you should love, and that Allah Ta'ala guides you وَيَهْدِيكُمْ سُنَّنَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ, the path of the Anbiya, the righteous and the pious people of before. In other words, before that Allah had explained who are the haram woman that a person cannot marry, who are the halal woman that a person can marry. Like that, and the whole of Sharia, Allah says, we have pointed out, we've shown you your way. In other words, man should not have known which direction I must go in my life. This is Allah is explaining His mercies upon us, that He showed us the way. And not only that, وَيَتُوبَ عَلَيْكُمْ, Allah Ta'ala gives you the tawfiq of tawbah. Even if you made mistakes, you went in the wrong direction, Allah gives you the tawfiq of tawbah, Allah accepts the tawbah also. So Allah Ta'ala is just merciful and kind with us. وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ حَكِيمٌ, and Allah has full knowledge of everything, and everything He does is according to His wisdom. Then further again, وَاللَّهُ يُرِيدُ أَن يَتُوبَ عَلَيْكُمْ, Allah Ta'ala intends, guides you to those things that you make tawbah, you'll turn to Allah in sincerity, you'll repent towards Him, and you'll go towards Him. Now in contrast to that, the opposite, don't fall guilty to this. وَيُرِيدُ الَّذِينَ يَتَّبِعُونَ الشَّهَوَاتِ, اور چاہتے ہیں وہ لوگ جو لگے ہوئے اپنے مزوں کے پیچھے, and there are those people whose object of life is just to follow their passion, their desire, their lust, which in another ayat Allah Ta'ala says, أَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَى, have you not seen that stupid, foolish person who makes his own desires his God? That is, he just wants to satisfy his own desires. He wants to look at this woman, he looks at her. He wants to eat this food, he eats this food. Whatever just his desires are, he follows them. He doesn't see the commands of Allah. What does Allah say? Where must I look? What must I eat? When must I sleep, etc.? He doesn't care. Namaz time is sleeping, and middle of the night he's awake and making a noise and disturbing other people, just following his own desires, driving on the road in the neighborhood and got his music full blast, and driving also such a way, making a nuisance and a big noise everywhere. He might think he's smart or he's doing something very wonderful, but he's causing great inconvenience to all other people. So there are those people who follow their own desires in any and everything, even in propagating deen. They are just slaves of their own desires. They don't see the commands of Allah Ta'ala. Antamilu maylan azima, ke tum par tum phir jao raah se bahut dur. And not only that, they've gone themselves astray, but they want you also to go astray, and not a little but maylan azima, that you go very much astray, completely you go astray. So that power is also working, the power of shaitan. Allah's power in Allah wants to guide us to righteousness, and there is continuously one farishta who tells us to do right. Then there is one shaitan also who tells us to do wrong all the time. So who are we going to follow? Are we going to follow Allah Ta'ala, His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who has taught us how to live a perfect, clean life, and a life of respect and honor, enjoyment and pleasure in this world? Maut comes also in that condition. Life is also Qiyamah's day also no problem. Crossing Pool Sirat also no problem. And entering into the blissful Jannah forever. That is one path. And the other path of shaitan and the evil people and the path of our nafs is that we just follow our desires and we just make ourselves happy. Neither do we create ourselves, neither do we sustain ourselves, neither are we going to return to ourselves when we die. We are all going to return to Allah, but we don't prepare for that. And they live their lives like that, their maut comes like that. The life of the qabr is only azab and difficulty. The day of Qiyamah is a great day of sorrow. And after that, Pul Sirat, from there they fall headlong into Jahannam and suffer in there forever. So that is, we have to be very careful which path we are choosing. And the people of the wrong want to encourage you to do the wrong. Again, Allah Ta'ala says, يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ أَن يُخَفِّفَ عَنْكُمْ. Allah چاہتا ہے کہ تم سے بوجھ ہلکا کرے. And Allah's intention is to make your life, your responsibilities light for you, easy for you. Like as we read just in the previous ayat, a person who hasn't got enough money to pay the mehr of a free woman, and he can't maintain her. Her expenses are high. He is permitted to marry a slave woman whose mehr is also much less and her expenses are also much less. Of course, that is the time when they are slave women. Does not apply to our time at the moment. In the same way, Allah makes things easy for you. When you are on safar, on a journey, then your 4 rakats namaz, Allah makes it into 2 rakats. If it's a month of Ramadan, and you are a musafir, you can miss your rozas and afterwards you can keep the qaza. So many things Allah has made easy for us. So Allah Ta'ala is a kind being who has shown us the perfect way. And whenever any difficulties face us, Allah made it easy for us and showed us a way out. يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ يُخَفِّفْ عَنْكُمْ وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. اور پیدا کیا بنایا ہے انسان کو کمزور. And Allah says, we know we created insan and we created him weak. Therefore, he hasn't got all that powers to stay strong. He must try his best, and that is what we are responsible for. To keep on trying and trying our best. Otherwise, Allah himself says that insan is weak. He won't manage everything. But Allah kept the doors of Tawbah open for us. The doors of seeking the fadl and the kindness, the forgiveness, the mercy of Allah. So that is the path we must choose. Not that we are very strong and mighty and we won't commit any guna and we won't do anything wrong. That is not our attitude. We are weak, Ya Allah. We will try our best and we beg you for your mercy and your kindness. That is the path that has been shown to us. May Allah give us tawfiq to follow that path. Subhanallah.